So I thought it was important to kind of give you a little bit of about a background of who we went with, which was Solid Rock International, and just give you a little bit more about them, and then we'll talk about what we did while we were there. So Solid Rock, as you can see on the screen, is a nonprofit organization focused on transforming the body, mind, and the soul of the poor in the Dominican Republic. And how they do that, so first for the mind and the soul, they have Solid Rock is a sponsor of 5 different schools throughout the Dominican. And as you can see, the 5 I put up here so you could see where they're located. But one of the ones that one of our construction teams went to and did some work and we've done throughout the years is the first one there, the CCED, which is located right in San Juan, only a couple miles from where we stay at the guest house while we're there. And they focus on education from preschool to all the way through high school. And they are a Christian school. So throughout their day, they talk about God. It's incorporated in their education. They pray, you know, so that's very important to them when they have that in the school. And then there is the CCIE, which is in El Cerrado, which is also where the child nutrition program is. And then there's the Easter Evangelical School. They also have, that one is actually at the Capitol in Santo Domingo. And they also have preschool through 12th grade. The Lamb of God is located in El Espina near the Haitian border. And they have preschool through 9th grade. And then the last one is also located in San Juan where we were. And that is Lucille Rupp School, and they have education preschool to 12th grade as well. So I thought that was kind of, just to kind of give you a background of Solid Rock, they sponsor those 5 schools. It's very important that they work with another nonprofit in Santo Domingo, because it's very important to Solid Rock that they work with the actual Dominicans and what do they need, and making sure that we're not going in as Americans and taking over, and that we actually help them with what they need. And then we have, so just a picture, so also with the body. So as you know, we have, if you were here last year, we talked about the clinic or hospital that was being built and has been built over the last, I think, 11 years. They also have for the body is the child nutrition program. So it's very important to them to help provide information and help them provide milk, nutritious foods, for malnourished children, and along with the education for those caregivers to make sure that they understand, you know, what does the child need, making sure that they get the nutrition that they need. And that was located by one of those schools that we talked about. The clinic was opened in November of last year, which is really exciting that they've now been able to open the clinic and they are taking Dominicans to help them. The emergency services that was built a part of the clinic or hospital, it just started in January when we were there. They started operating a week before we started. So that's very excited for them to have an actual emergency room and an ambulance to go with that as well to provide that service. They are still working on, so it's all built and completed, but they have a labor and delivery. They have a surgical area. So when they have surgical teams come down, they're able to now use that new space. And they're working on being able to utilize some of those other spaces as they get teams that come down and specialize in those areas. So in, I think they purchased the land in 2013, and this was what we saw when we went over here on the right-hand side. So in that amount of time, this was all built by hand, as you can tell, brick by brick. So it was interesting to see what we did last year, and now it's opening and functioning. So I have a couple pictures of that. So the waiting area, a lot of the common waiting areas are just basic chairs. And then the entrance has the Solid Rock information along with the clinic's logo, who the sponsors were, who provided money, donated. And then this was part of the ER over here in the picture. The doctor that was on staff when we were there, they allowed us to come in and talk to them for a little bit and see kind of the space. They had like 4 or 5 different areas where they could help patients if needed, but they didn't have anybody at that time. And then the type of missions that they do. So like I mentioned, we do construction, and they also do barrio clinics, which we also did. They have surgical teams that come down. Just depends on what they specialize in. They will come down and work at the hospital and provide that. And then they'll have patients already set up that they know need to be seen or have surgery in that area and ready to go for that team when they come down for that week. And then they also offer vacation Bible school. So that's how they incorporate being able to provide for the body, mind, and soul of the Dominicans. So as you know, we did construction and medical when we were there. I was the only one out of our group that did construction, so I'm going to talk about it a little bit more. So we had three different sites this time that we did construction at. We had the, what you see here in the background is part of a pastor Noel is church. So who Pastor Noel is he is the pastor that comes out with the barrio clinics, and he goes and does the home visits. So he is a part of that to be able to minister and talk about God, provide Bibles if they don't have any that are in Spanish, and then just also being able to just communicate what do they need. And he also knows those families. He's been doing this for many years. He also knows who is not able to get to the clinic because maybe they're not able to walk that far, they're bedridden, so we can also go out, take a doctor or a nurse to at least see if there's any immediate needs or medication that they may need. So his church needed some repairing and some different things that we did. So this is the wall on the upper right-hand corner is the wall. Initially what it looked like, there was some kind of older paintings or portraits on it. And this is now the new wall. And I put the picture of this Dominican here that was doing this wall by hand with just hand tools. He's been doing this type of, they had to hire him because they wanted to make sure it was done correctly. And he's been doing this type of cement work for 22 years. And it was just, it was interesting to sit there and watch him with just what he has in his hand, the metal, I don't know what it's called. I'm not a, sure that. And then after he flattened it, he would take a wet sponge and go over it to create that kind of look. So it was just very interesting to see him do that. But we helped stir the cement, which is all by shovels, adding a little bit of water to the cement. Very interesting. Definitely not something I'd want to do all the time. but it was a great experience to be able to do that. And we also, at the church, they laid all the metal up there on the roof. So this was going to be kind of an outside area for the church that they could gather together and for Pastor and his family, because they actually live at the church as well. And then we also built, I got to help build a cabinet by scratch. It was very cool. I had a lot of fun. But the shelves were there. They were just open. So they really wanted to kind of have some cupboards to make it just look a little nicer. So we helped build the cabinets. And this actually cabinet, we built the whole thing, and we were able to put it up into the cement wall above their counter. So she had more space because Pastor Reynolds' wife had her spices and oils and everything on the counter because she didn't have anywhere else to put it. So hopefully this space is working well for her. So we were able to do that. Unfortunately, because they don't have a lot of tools and stuff, we did have to go back to the guest house and make it, and then we had to transport it back to the church because they just didn't have the capability. So a lot of hand tools. We did have the table saw, so that was helpful to be able to use that. We also did, the construction team also worked at the school in San Juan that I mentioned. And they were they created a foundation and started to lay two walls for a much needed teacher's area for them. And so as you can see here, so they're doing everything by hand. They did have a little bit of a cement mixer that they could use, and then laying each brick and putting all that together. I know they were able to get, I think, that half of the wall done while they were there. Thankfully, they only had to do two walls because they utilized two walls that are already standing for it. So that was helpful. And then the third spot was at the guest house. So they typically, because there's a lot of teams that come down, a lot of use of that area. So they just had some people that were working on just things around there to make sure everything was up up to date and working because we had another team right after us that was coming down. So they were busy. So just different things, making sure that all the toilets, showers, drains, all of that worked. They also, they were having a new missionary for the guest house or for Solid Rock that was coming named Kelsey. We didn't get to meet her. She was starting the week after, and she was going to be there helping the current host and helping her with the guest house. They live at the guest house. So they live above the kitchen area. They are there 24/7. They help the Dominicans that they hire to do like the cleaning and the cooking and stuff. They help them with that. They make sure we have what we need. And though Kelsey is also a nurse, so she's gonna also be a part of the barrio clinics as well. So they much needed cleaning in the rooms that she was gonna be in and painting of those rooms. So that's what they did at the guest house, the construction team. So all of the donations we got, we had to take all of our medication, except over the counter they can purchase, or antibiotics and stuff they can purchase there. But we did take all of the medicine here that was on this table down with us. We had to pack it in all of our suitcases. So each of us had a checked suitcase that had medicine and donations from our church, from Grace Bible Church, who is the church that we go with in Portage. So we were able to pack 4 suitcases because we had 4 days of medical barrio clinics. We were able to pack 4 suitcases, 1 for each day of the donations that we received, which included school supplies, clothes, toothbrushes, toothpaste, just little things that we could provide them. And then we also had an additional suitcase for each day of clothes. So we really appreciate all the donations because we were able to give all of that to them. Especially because there was a couple of days we saw over 100 people, so they really needed the donations. And then all the donations that some of you I know donated, like cake mix, Ziploc bags, cleaning stuff, that all stayed at the guest house. That helps them because some products are hard for them to get in the Dominican, so they appreciate when we're able to bring those things over for them. So for my part of it, I did 3 days of the medical clinic, and then I did 1 day of construction. And during my time, I spent a lot of time in the pharmacy with my mom, and we had a pharmacist this year, Thad. And also, I know Ashley helped a few days, and we had another person from our team helping. And it was just, it's an interesting experience. You know, I don't get to go out and see everybody as much, but it's just interesting to see what, you know, we are limited to what we can take, as you can see in the picture, the box of what kind of medication we can take, and just being able to figure out we may not have this, but we could maybe provide something else through the pharmacist, obviously being able to approve that. And then this picture of me is we've got to go to a, I'm blanking on the name.
Cathedral.
And at you can climb all the way to the top of these spiral staircases, and this was all the way. Actually, I think this was partially up. And then there was a picture of me and Hannah where we're all the way at the top. It's quite pretty. You can see all of San Juan from up there. So during my time at during the barrio clinics, I also was able to do home visits, which I feel is a really important part of it, that people experience that, especially if it's their first time, because you really get to immerse yourself in the culture and the people. And I was able to go 2 different times. The first time I went with Hannah and my mom and another person that was on our team, and then, like I said, Pastor Nogles. He does not know any English, though, so he has an interpreter that comes with him, and his name was Michael, a young man, very, very nice, and he interprets the conversation that's going on and tells us what's going on, or they ask us during that time, do we want to talk about God? Do we have anything that we would like to say? And then also they give us the opportunity at the end of each visit at each house to pray, and they asked us if we wanted to pray. So then they'll interpret what we say so the Dominicans can understand what we're saying, because most of them don't know English either. On the last day, I was also able to do a home visit, and I went with our Thatter pharmacist, and then this lady here in this picture named Lynn. She was a nurse, so we went to just this home, and this gentleman here in the picture is 91 years old. So we got to meet him and his wife, who is 79, and they told us about, you know, they just love to share their story. So we got to learn about them. We found out that he did farming, which is pretty common there, and he retired 15 years ago, which really isn't that long, being 91, I feel like. They are definitely hard workers. But we got to know about him. He did have some, unfortunately, congenital heart failure. So he was on a lot of medication, but our pharmacist was able to talk to him about it and figure out, you know, the medication he needs, what he needs to be on. And then the wife as well had some medical stuff that was happening. But at the end, sometimes the interpreter isn't able to always tell us what's going on because Pastor Noel kind of starts just going and talking. So it's hard for him to sometimes interpret what's going on. And at the end, Michael, the interpreter, was starting to say stuff, and then this gentleman here was repeating. And I just knew something. Sorry. I just knew something was going on because I had a sense of peace, and he was confessing Lord as his Savior. So I put this verse up here because I thought it really hit home on what happened. And then I wanted to share some of the beautiful scenery with you. And I'm going to give it to you now.
Hello, good morning. So I'm going to tell you about the home visits that I went on. And in these pictures were some of the babies I held. And then that was one of the flower leaves that was on the ground. From the plantains.
You can see the plantain in the background.
And then that is a banana tree in the background too. So they grow all their fruit and then they pick it and they cut it up. And this is from our last day in the middle picture. And then from this one, this is the church that we went to. So I went to a home visit on Tuesday and we visited three homes. So the second home that we visited, the girl, she was telling us that she went to the hospital, and in the hospital she had a blood pressure of 310. And when we checked on her, she got all the care that she needed, but she ended up being good. And then the last house that we went to, the girl was working on building her home with her son. And she was telling us that she thought believing in God, that and doing good deeds, she would be able to go to heaven. And we were trying to tell her that that was not it. And she had us pray for her, for building her home with her son, and to tell her that just doing good deeds is good, but you just don't go to heaven from that, and you have to do more things for that. And I thought it was a very good experience to see how those people lived at the homes and that the care that they needed. So we kind of just gave them the care and the medicine that they needed, and then we just took care of them, and we brought them back the medicine, or if they could walk there, we sent them to where we had all the medication. And this is from our last day. That was another kid. And then I was counting some Tums because we couldn't do it because it was at like 9 o'clock at night, so I just did it in the morning. And then we also visited, I visited this hospital, which was really fun because my brother helped build that, so I like seeing that too. And here's some more kids. So we went up to the Barrios, and those were the kids from the Barrios, and then another kid. And we also went to a restaurant, and I got to try Dominican food, which was interesting. But I liked it. We were supposed to play baseball, but we didn't do that, which I was sad about, but that's all right. I loved seeing the kids too, because they were so sweet and they love the Americans because they know that they helped you, so they always be like, Americanos! And it was so sweet to see them. And I loved, and it was such a great experience to see them. And I just loved the trip, and I'm hoping I can go again next year. And it was a very interesting experience because it was my first ever plane ride and my first ever vacation too, but I loved it. And I love seeing and meeting new people there, and the Dominicans were very nice, and I like seeing all the scenery. And when we went with the home visits too, we also had Pastor Noel, which was cool, but he didn't speak any Spanish, which was sad, but we had Michael. And whenever we went on the home visits, we would always pray for the people. And we kind of talk about God if we wanted to. And I think it was a great experience. And I think more people should experience. And I wish the people who aren't grateful for what they got can experience what other people don't have. And I don't know what else to say. I don't know. Also, I would like to thank these people who not have made this trip possible without. So Donna Marshall, Doug and Jane, the Brunses, Jetson, and Pastor Linda, Jan Papke, and then my family, and then whoever helped me with my trip too. So yes, it was a great experience, and I definitely would go again. And I just, I just wish that these kids could have more. It's very sad to see them like this. And it was such a great experience to experience this.